Hello, Awe Islanders. Thank you so much for listening today. For the grown-ups who are listening, if you enjoy our show, would you please give us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts? 5-star ratings make it easier for new listeners to find us, so that we can continue to spread our messages of kindness, acceptance, and gratitude to kids and families all over the world. We appreciate your help so much. Thank you.
Are you a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Again, deep breath, in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath, in and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth. Back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is First Snowfall. According to the calendar, the first official day of winter wouldn't come for another month. But to Owen, it seemed that winter had definitely arrived in his neighborhood. Overnight, the first snow of the season had fallen all across Awe Island, covering the neighborhoods, forests, and beaches with a thick blanket of snow. Fluffy white flakes piled on top of each other on the windowsill as Owen gazed outside. He watched, entranced, as more and more flakes slowly floated down to the ground, covering the snow that had fallen overnight, with ever-thickening sheets across the front lawn. Owen smiled. He had always loved falling snow, and the first snow of the year was always a particularly joyful event. He knew that when he went outside, he would experience that special, quiet hush, unique to a world covered with freshly fallen snow. Owen watched for a few more minutes, just quietly enjoying the sight. The peaceful beauty of a snowy world was one of his favorite things, and he just wanted to watch silently for a little while. But after a couple minutes, a thought occurred to Owen. The snow was probably thick enough for sledding. Gazing through the window, Owen looked down the block to see the hill at the end of his street. All the children in the neighborhood called the hill the Sledding Hill, no matter what time of year it was. Today, the hill stood tall and white and ready for the season's first sledding tracks. After asking his mom and dad if he could go, Owen quickly got all his winter gear on. Piling on his snow pants, boots, hat, gloves, and scarf, he soon became a puffy bundle of warmth. He was ready to go. "See you later, Mom and Dad," he shouted as he grabbed his sled from the front closet and walked out the front door. Owen walked down the street toward the sledding hill. As he walked, he noticed many other boys and girls carrying their sleds and walking toward the hill. It was as if the sledding hill had beckoned to them all, inviting all of them to sled today. Owen began to walk a bit faster. He felt excited, but also a little anxious, concerned there would be a long line of sledders. Owen didn't like lines and queues, or just waiting in general. As he got closer, he saw that sure enough, there was a long line of children politely waiting their turn to slide down the hill. Owen felt a little worried. It would take a really long time for it to be his turn. What if it got dark before it was his turn? For a moment, he felt himself getting annoyed. But then he gave himself a little shake and took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Everyone has to take turns, I guess, he thought to himself. Everyone else wants to sled today, of course. It's the perfect day for it. Surely I'll have my turn long before dark. Feeling hopeful, Owen took his place in the line climbing the hill and began to move forward one step at a time. The line was moving really slowly, and Owen sighed, starting again to feel annoyed. So he took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Willing himself to stay positive. Sure enough, he felt better after taking such deep breaths. He took a look around, noticing his surroundings for the first time. Wow! It was really a great view up here. Why hadn't he ever noticed that before? Even though he was only partway up the hill, he was high enough to see most of his town. The town looked beautiful with its fresh snow cover. Even normal, boring things like traffic lights looked more magical than normal as they blinked red, yellow, and green in the snow. Maybe waiting in line isn't so bad, Owen thought. After all, what a view! Owen smiled as he eagerly scanned his surroundings. As he was looking around, another boy had lined up behind him. Owen noticed that the other boy was looking frustrated by the line, too. So Owen said in a friendly way, "Can you believe how long the line is?" The other boy's face lit up as Owen spoke to him. He seemed very pleased to have someone to talk to, and he answered brightly, "No, I've never seen it like this." "Me neither," Owen replied. "But we sure have quite a view up here. Isn't it great?" "Wow, yeah, it really is. I hadn't noticed before." "I'm Andy, by the way," the boy replied. "Nice to meet you, Andy. I'm Owen. I live down that street, in that blue house. Can you see it?" "Oh yeah, I see it. I live over there, on Oak Street, in the yellow house." Andy pointed to a house on the street perpendicular to Owen Street. He didn't live far from Owen at all. The two boys chatted all the way up the hill. The line seemed to move much faster for both of them, now that they each had someone to talk to. When he reached the top, Owen set his sled down and said, "See you at the bottom, Andy." Owen hopped on his sled and it began to slide. Almost immediately, the sled began to pick up speed. Owen was really moving fast. The wind whistled past his ears and chilled his nose. All too soon, he began to glide to a stop as the hill flattened out. What a ride! Owen stood up, picked up his sled, and moved quickly to the side to avoid being run over by the next sledder. He knew Andy couldn't be far behind, so he looked up to see if Andy was ready. Andy had just set his sled down and was hopping onto it. Owen watched as Andy's sled moved faster and faster. He could see that Andy was grinning and couldn't help but grin himself. In a few moments, Andy had slowly glided to a stop and picked up his sled. He hurried over to Owen. They laughed gleefully, giddy with the joy of sledding. And they ran to get right back in line all over again. Owen and Andy spent the rest of the afternoon walking up the hill, talking, laughing, and sliding back down the hill, repeating the process over and over. Before they knew it, it was getting dark, and it was time to go home. The boys walked home together, as far as they could, before splitting up to reach their respective homes. But before they said goodbye, they exchanged phone numbers so that they could play together again. Owen couldn't wait to share his day with his mom and dad. He ran into the house, quickly hung his winter gear up to dry, and told his parents excitedly that he had made a friend. "That's great," said his dad. "Tell us about it at dinner." So Owen told his parents all about Andy during dinner. Just as they were finishing eating, the phone rang. It was Andy, calling to see if Owen could come over tomorrow. After checking with their parents, Owen and Andy made a plan for Owen to go to Andy's house tomorrow afternoon. That evening, as Owen got into bed, he thought about what he and Andy might do tomorrow. Although he was excited about tomorrow, he was so tired from all the sledding that he was very happy to be in bed. He yawned and cuddled deep into his blankets, thinking of all he had to be grateful for. He felt grateful for the beautiful first snowfall of the season. Amazingly, he felt grateful for the long line at the sledding hill because it helped him meet a new friend. Most of all, he felt grateful for his new friendship with Andy. Owen hugged himself tight and then relaxed. He took a deep dragon breath in and out. Snuggling even deeper in his cozy bed, he took another deep dragon breath in and out. His eyes closed, and he took one final deep dragon breath in and out. His mind quieted, and Owen fell asleep, dreaming of falling snowflakes and of sliding down snowy hills with his new friend. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Aue Island. See you next time.